Mike Tomlin coming up, top of the hour, the first news conference of the year. In the meantime, man, we got to work to squeeze in some college football, and it was a pretty wild weekend and weeknight last night as Bill Belichick gets his ass kicked in week one, and an entire nation rejoiced. At least I did, Limits, and I think a lot of other people did. It was so weird seeing him in a North Carolina sweatshirt. Like, I've fluctuated in my opinion of what this is, what I think of this. And at times, I guess because of the nature of the game, but even at the beginning of the game, it seemed sad. It seemed kind of pathetic for the greatest coach in NFL history. He didn't go down to coach Alabama, although he might soon if that program keeps going the way they're going under DeBoer. He went to coach North Carolina. It seems in a way like beneath him. I'll say that. And now he goes there and gets that's a good clip. Play that again. I love that.
Bill Belichick offending you.
And then he goes there and gets absolutely annihilated in week one. So that was a big story. Obviously, LSU winning was a big story. I wanted Brian Kelly to lose, although Dabo Sweeney, I kind of like it when he loses too. I think, though...
We're sitting here again.
Not anymore.
Talking about the same things. Not this year.
We can't play that anymore. I think the biggest story of the week was Arch Manning going into Ohio State and just peeing all over his rock box, as you would put it.
Over his rock box.
Right? I mean, this was horrifying. It was just a terrible performance by him. Now, I think some people may be overreacting to this. I think they probably are. And if I was somebody who was contributing to his NIL, I wouldn't want to hear any excuses, I can tell you that. But I also have to look at it realistically, that it was his first game against real competition on the road. And there's not a tougher place to do it than Ohio State. Having said that, this is from ESPN. His off-target percentage of 37% was the worst by a Texas quarterback in the past decade in any game. In any game. So it was horrifying for a while, but he made some great throws in the second half. I still think he's going to be really, really good, but I can't deny that that was an awful performance. Did you watch it?
So it was fascinating because I was at the Penn State game and so many tailgates, and I mean so many tailgates had this game on.
Yeah.
Like all the ones that my sister and I bounced around to. And Arch Manning had under 100 yards through three quarters, Joe.
I know.
The quarterback play was awful between him and Julian Sayin. Like, it was bad. Sure, it was, you know, two really good defenses going up against it, but Arch looked timid. He looked concerned with the reads from defenses. He missed a big throw when they were driving to try to tie the game on 3rd and 5. Guy was wide open on a crossing route, and he overthrew him. Arch played bad, but I'm not giving up on him. It's the first game in Columbus. Very difficult start. You know, no scrimmages. There's no preseason in college football. It was bad, don't get me wrong, but I'm not going to overreact and say that Arch Manning is, you know, completely overrated like some people are going out there and saying.
Me neither. And I saw some great throws in the second half. And I would expect him, come on, to still have a chance to be the number one pick if he were going to come out next year. I'm not sure, even after watching that I wouldn't make him the number one pick. John Elway had a terrible NFL start. Just awful. I believe it was in Buffalo, if I recall correctly. I mean, it happens. That was his first game on the road against a great team, and it's a great defense. I don't care if Ohio State lost some people. That is a great defense. Meantime, I think the other big story here, Limits, might be good old Kalen DeBoer, who is already, here we go, here's the number. In 14 games, Kalen DeBoer has lost to as many unranked teams as Nick Saban did in his entire 17-year run in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, 230 games for Saban. He only lost to 4 unranked opponents.
I kind of feel for the guy because I'm sure that the vitriol, as it does these days, has taken an ugly, ugly turn. I'm sure he's getting threats and everything else, and that part of it just makes me sick. But he's on a blazing hot seat right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about the contract that they gave him, though. That is going to be a significant amount of money to buy him out if they ultimately opt to do that. Here's the other thing that I kind of take away from this weekend, Joe. Like, look at the Big Ten. The Big Ten overall, at least at the top, I think it surpassed the SEC. I think the Big Ten with its greatest teams, Ohio State, Penn State, we'll see how good the Indianas, the Illinois, the Michigans are of the world. I think that their top squads are better than the SEC, and I think a big reason why is because of NIL. Look, like the SEC, they still have very good teams, don't get me wrong. They're deeper, but I think that NIL has helped the Big Ten and has helped other conferences. It's helped Clemson. It's helped Florida State. Some teams even in the ACC, where now the SEC, I don't think there's going to be as huge of a reign of dominance like we'd seen in the previous 15 years.
Okay, but let's not cry poor for the SEC.
Oh, I'm not at all.
So you're saying that the Big Ten has taken more advantage of NIL
than
the SEC?
Correct.
Is that right?
Has. That's what I'm saying.
Are they paying the top players more?
Well, I mean, look at some of the quarterbacks.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is Ohio State had a $20 million roster out there last year that went on and won a national championship.
What's Alabama's roster? I don't know.
Alabama,
I don't know.
So Alabama, in terms of NIL, is not where Ohio State is. It's not where Texas is. It's not where a lot of these top programs are in the country.
Like, all right.
Alabama's lagging behind a little bit when it comes to money. And
then,
now I think we're starting to see
pay
it.
More. LSU looked pretty good limits.
Oh,
but
yeah,
the Big Ten has been top heavy with some great teams. And I'm not counting out Texas, by the way.
No, not at all.
They went on the road in Columbus and had a chance to tie or win late in the game. I mean, like I said, if I'm writing Arch Manning's checks these days, there are no moral victories. But Texas looks like they could be a very good team to me.
Yeah,
it's a week one loss in as tough an environment as there is in college football.
Their defense was better than I expected. Maybe that's just because Julian Sain played bad. But I still think Texas is definitely a top five team throughout the majority of the year.
We'll rate our quarterbacks for the Steelers' purposes next year, our college quarterbacks after week one later on. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Cloudy today with a high of Paul Coffey, 77. Great weather for Bob to golf, but he's at the Tomlin News Conference, and he's going to introduce the Steelers' coach next, and we're going to carry that news conference live. Sure to be asked about Cam Hayward, who dropped on his podcast when asked by the co-host, "You going to be there for week one?" "We'll see," said Cam.